is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what turned things lower today across the livestock markets?
Leslie, we already had negativeness out there with lower cash taking place this week in our feed yards, but we had overall selling in the commodity sector today that weighed on our cattle complex, weighed on the feeder cattle very hard, with four contracts closing down the $4.50 limit today. Now, box beef was down $1.69, selects were down 76 cents, total movement of 78 loads, the pork cuts down $1.52, the cattle kill 105,000 head today. We did not really have any fresh news in the cattle. They just got caught up in this big selling. As we saw, August live cattle down $1.05, October down $2.47, August feeders down $1.20, but October feeders down the $4.50 limit, and October lean hogs down $1.92.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get six extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com.
Also, a lower trend in the grains. Tom, what's attributing this?
Well, Leslie, you're right. Another lower trend here, too. It's more spillover of that selling across the board in commodities. You did not really see any substantial news that was just negative for wheat, corn, or soybeans. It was just that overall negativeness that hit everything today. Now, right after the close today, we saw Pro Farmer with no real surprise here. They came in with their soybean yield 0.4 of a bushel lower than USDA had here last week, and their corn yield 4.5 bushels an acre lower than USDA last week. So I don't consider that any big surprise to the market. We saw today's close, September KC wheat down 10.25, December down 8.5 cents, December Chicago down 7.25, September corn down 5.75, December corn down 5.25, September beans down 16.25, November down 17.75, and December cotton 2 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.